Ernest, listen up. When people all around the world first started going out protesting this summer, you'd hear it over and over. This time is different. But how? And who are the people trying to make it different? In Gimlet's new podcast, Resistance, host Saeed Tijan Thomas Jr. brings us stories from the front lines of the movement for Black lives told by the generation fighting for the change. It's a show about people refusing to accept things as they are and how we can make sure this time really is different. Resistance is out now. Follow and listen for free on Spotify.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop. Opportunity zones, from my understanding, is a way for economic development in low to moderate income neighborhoods, right?
Correct.
Like the hood. But basically, it's not really just the hood, but...
Nah, not just the hood.
But around, like, kind of similar type of that, right? Absolutely. Where they want to have businesses and real estate developments, and they want to encourage people to put money into these areas that may not be funded otherwise, right?
Correct, correct. And to create jobs as well
right.
in these areas.
Okay. All right. So can we start at the beginning as far as opportunity zones? Like, what exactly is it and how does it work?
Well, the opportunity zone. So, all right. So if you have capital gains from a real estate transaction that you just sold and you have to pay taxes on that money, right? If mm-hmm. you don't put it into this type of opportunity zone fund or 1031 exchange, which is another capital gains deferred mechanism, right, for real estate investors. So if you sell something, you take that money, you have to pay your capital gains taxes on it right away if you don't put it into one of these vehicles. But the opportunity zone fund is the 1031 exchange on steroids. So now
you can you just talk about what 1031 exchange is?
Yeah. So a 1031 exchange is, if you're selling, say you have a commercial building, 20 units, and you sell it, you make $100,000 of profit, right? Now you have to pay gains on that money. Now you put that money into the 1031 exchange. That way you don't have to pay any taxes. You're deferring that capital gains taxes. But now with a 1031 exchange, you have to buy a like-kinded property to the one you just sold. But you don't pay any capital gains, you don't pay any taxes, you can't touch any of that money, and you have 6 months to close on a like-kinded property. That's what you do with a 1031 exchange.
So in the opportunity zone, mm-hmm. that opportunity fund, that's what this is, right?
That's what this is, right. But the opportunity zone fund is a 1031 exchange on steroids.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is that you can put real estate capital gains into it, but you also can put, if you sell stocks, bonds, art, anything that you will be taxed by the United States government, yeah. capital gains tax on, you can put into the opportunity zone fund. And then from there, you can invest into an opportunity zone area. Now, from a tax perspective, this is how it works. You put that money into the opportunity zone fund,
right.
You get a discount if you keep it in that opportunity zone fund for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
You save at least 10%.
Right.
You keep it in that opportunity zone fund for extra 2 years, you get an extra 5% discount on the capital gains. So you can save 15% on your capital gains. So if you have $100,000 of profit,
right.
year seven, you're only paying capital gains on $85,000. Not the full $100,000. Now, if you keep that investment into that opportunity zone for 10 years, and now let's just say you sell that property for $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
That $900,000 of appreciation and equity that you made money on is tax-free, and you still only pay your capital gains tax on that original $100,000, which is now $85,000 because you got that 15% discount. Whereas with a 1031 exchange, you're still rolling that money over. You're still rolling that money over. And then also all the proceeds from your sale goes into the 1031 exchange. But with an opportunity zone fund, only the gains portion. So you can get your initial principal back,
right.
and only invest the gains portion into the opportunity zone fund. So it's a little bit different than the 1031 exchange, where all the proceeds have to go into that 1031 exchange. But an opportunity zone fund, only the capital gains portion. So you can get back your principal that you put into whatever you put in. So if you put $1 million initially into your stock market and you sold it at $2 million, you can get your initial $1 million back with the opportunity zone fund and only put that $1 million of gains into the opportunity zone fund and then invest into the opportunity zones areas.
So this makes it accessible for the everyday person?
This is definitely accessible for the everyday person. This is a huge opportunity for anyone who's looking to invest in real estate. Right. Because even if you're a first-time investor, right? My market is mostly first-time home buyers, first-time investors. Mm-hmm. So even if they're looking to buy into their first property, what I try to coach them is buy in those opportunity zones because the investors who have large capital, they're going into these areas with tens of billions of dollars and they're improving these areas, right? Another thing with the opportunity zone fund and opportunity zones, in order for you to have it tax-free, you have to improve the property, right? So you can't go buy a Class A building and just sit on it, get the cash flow in 10 years, sell it, and you're 100% tax-free. It's a long-term
play.
It's a long-term play. So you have to go buy the burned-down building, the building that needs a lot of renovation, and you have to invest, like say you pay a multifamily $1 million for it, right? Now you have to go develop that building for another $1 million in order for you to seek the long-term 10-year 100% tax benefit. So a lot of investors are going to over-improve these properties in the opportunity zone because they have no choice. Because they're betting the long-term play on these properties, right? Yeah. So an everyday investor can now buy a single family, a multifamily, a regular residential property, and now they're going to reap the benefits of the appreciation. Now they're going to have to pay their taxes and things of that nature whenever they sell, or they can go ahead and invest into an opportunity fund zone as well.
How do they do that? So if they want to say, okay, so one way to benefit from it is that opportunity zones, in layman terms, is going to improve the area, right?
Absolutely.
Most opportunity zones, the area is going to improve.
Absolutely.
Odds are. So if you buy a house in that opportunity zone, odds are the value of your house is going to go up because the value of that neighborhood is going to go up.
Absolutely.
So that's one way to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. But what if they want to actually get on the inside game of an opportunity zone into an opportunity zone fund? How can somebody go about doing that?
Well, you can create your own fund with an LLC. You have to self-certify. And everybody in this audience, contact your tax professional to learn how to self-certify or Google self-certify. I'm not going to get into too much details because I'm not a tax professional. But you can create your own opportunity zone fund. And you can put your monies into your LLC, which is that opportunity zone fund now. And now you can go ahead and to invest into these opportunity zones and reap the same benefits. But again, if you're a new investor, the main purpose of it is to defer capital gains taxes on items that are being previously sold. So if you're a new investor, creating a fund, unless you're going to go ahead and buy something, flip it in a year and a half, realize, you know, maybe $100,000, $200,000 in gains, and then you're reinvesting back into that opportunity zone, it may not work for you. And that's why I'm telling them, hey, speak to a CPA or your tax attorney to kind of get that strategy, what's best for you. But even if you don't put it into a fund or create your own fund, if you're investing into these areas that billions of dollars of capital are being dumped in to create low-income housing, new construction, new businesses, whatever you purchase in these areas are going to appreciate at some point. And also what's going to happen if it's rental properties, the rents are going to go up too.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's a double-edged sword, so to speak. And as you continue to grow your real estate portfolio, your capital, you continue to invest, and then you can kind of go more creating your own funds and doing what you have to do on that level. But it's an opportunity for everybody.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that opportunity zones are all in rundown areas. And we live in Westchester County. Mm-hmm. Which is a pretty affluent county throughout the entire country, right?
Nationwide.
And they have
one of the most richest counties in the nation.
In the country, right. And we have opportunity zones here in cities in Westchester.
Absolutely.
And what I'm seeing, and most people, if you live here, they're putting up luxury buildings.
Absolutely.
With commercial space at the bottom of them.
Absolutely.
And they're taking over blocks, not just but like one storefront. They're taking over blocks and putting up these buildings. So that the appreciation of the value of everything around us goes up. And like you said, the rent will go up. So what does the average person do to combat that, right? Do they, what's the next step for them?
The next step is getting a game. You know, it's plain and simple. Like, it's happening before our eyes.
Right.
You know, you can't sit on the sidelines right now. Time is not on your side, right? Money is cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, you have, listen, everyone, I'm not a fan of 45, right? And I don't think no one here probably at this table is. And I don't want to get too much into politics. But yeah, one thing I got to give them props on is that this is not a bad law that they put in place. There's still a lot to be said about the law, because with any new laws, it takes time for it to really,
right,
you know, for them to really continue to go through it. They're going to make changes and adjustments and things of that nature. But for the real estate game and anybody who's looking to get into real estate, this is great for us.
Right.
You know, we can go in here and now invest in these communities, and most of them are probably going to be communities that, you know, look like us.
Yeah, they're right? Our communities.
They're our communities. Yeah. So now we get to buy our blocks back, reinvest in them, and create businesses, create jobs, and create appreciation, and create that generational wealth, and also save on taxes in the long run.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the game, is save on taxes.
It's funny.
How can somebody find out where Opportunity Zone is?
You can just go to Google. You can Google. There's tons of websites out there, but you can Google, you know, Opportunity Zone in White Plains, New York,
mm-hmm,
and you'll probably see the map that'll come up and have all the
opportunities. Yeah, it's definitely there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, with Google, we're in the information and technology era.
Yeah.
We're knee deep into it. So you could just Google anything you want with a keyword and get what you want. But it's all across the country. Like you said, it's 8,600 or and some change of opportunity zones throughout the nation.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of opportunities everywhere. And it's not just in the hoods.
Right.
There's places like White Plains. You have Long Island City, you know, affluent areas that on the census tract, because the census tract is kind of outdated,
yeah,
that still deems some of these places as low, moderate income areas, but mm-hmm, they've been developed. So it hasn't caught up, but it's still an opportunity for anyone to go in and invest. As long as you have the capital, you know, you can go ahead and
invest. It's funny, you said you're on tour with DJ Envy.
Shout
out to him. One of the things he posted was like, you can't call it your hood unless you've bought something in it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, that's pretty genius. It's, like, of course.
It's deep and it's true. Listen, we come from these areas. We all grew up a certain way, right? And we've seen gentrification happen over and over. Look at Brooklyn. Look what's happening in the Bronx right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too many people that are buying these homes and renovating them that look like us, right? There's only a handful of us that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to now get in the game, stop being scared, get off the fence, make sacrifices, you know, and start investing into the real estate and start investing into the real estate in our areas, because they're telling us what they're going to do. They're
right.
going to make the hood, basically, or the outskirts of the hood, appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take advantage, because no one knows these areas better than us.
Exactly.
You know, so why shouldn't we take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of us?
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.